Hey, everybody, welcome back. Second half hour here on this Tuesday, February 3rd edition, 2026. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, greatly appreciate that. I want to talk about 2022 term limited State Senator John Bumstead, Republican from North Muskegon, winning that race by 5.6 percentage points against then State Representative Terry Sabo of Muskegon Heights. However, the Lake Michigan coastline has been knowingly attracting more and more Democratic voters in facing heightened housing demands over the last decade. Democrats will try to play in this 32nd Senate district, which covers all of Mason, Oceana, Muskegon, and Benzie counties again. Bumstead helped with recruiting Mason County Sheriff Kim Cole, great constitutional sheriff, to replace him as the Republican primary candidate. Cole so far has 92,995 in the cycle and 65,682 cash on hand. Meanwhile, coming from Sabo's 2022 campaign is Democrat Rebecca Abnadon, a mid-Michigan adjunct instructor. She's raised $39,579 for the cycle, but has only $21,405 cash on hand. I believe Kim Cole will easily win this seat come November. So that's one for the good guys that will stay Republican, even getting a better, in my opinion, a better senator in the form of Mason County Sheriff Kim Cole. I think he'll be 10 times better than John Bumstead. I'm glad the bum is gone. Thank God, term limited out, one of the worst Republicans we've had down in Lansing. So pretty interesting to follow that report and to look at the numbers and the information there. Now, one thing that's pretty interesting is what is happening as a result of John James, U.S. Congressman, not listening to President Donald Trump, refusing to stay in that seat and run for governor. Well, as a result, there's been a massive field of activity happening down in that 10th congressional district. It's boiled down to three competitive Democratic candidates and two competitive Republicans, with possibly a third, based on the campaign finance reports that were filed on Friday. Former congressional staffer Eric Chung crossed the $1 million mark in total receipts for the cycle, giving him $715,939 cash on hand, which is actually less than the top Republican fundraiser for the cycle, Assistant Prosecutor Robert Lujawai. His $350,218 gave him a total of $765,226. Now, one of the very interesting newly added potential for the Republican primary is Michael Bouchard. This is Bouchard's first report, where he came in at $550,581. The military captain had a very low burn rate in the first quarter, allowing him to bank 520-109 going into 2026. A third potential putting some money together is 33-year-old attorney Justin Kirk. He loaned his campaign $300,000 to get started. On the Democrat side, former Pontiac Mayor Tim Grimo, as well as former Assistant Prosecutor Christina Hines, raised roughly the same amount, $201,000 for Grimo, $225,000 for Hines. Hines had a little higher spend rate than Grimo, and the former House Minority Leader shows that he has $480,000 cash on hand to Hines's $258,000. So, pretty interesting dynamic going on down there in the 10th Congressional District. How this all plays out, yeah, it's going to be very interesting. Because this appears that the Republicans all have more money in their campaigns than the two Democrats. And they're going to need it, because it's going to be a very, very competitive race come November. So we'll see who wins that primary, and we'll keep following that as well. Now, very interesting happening going on from these filings with regards to other congressional seats. Senator Sean McCann, Democrat of Kalamazoo, is wrapping up the Democratic nomination in the 4th District. He, by raising $232,191, and with his opponent, Jessica Swartz, dropping out, he is going to have a huge disadvantage by the incumbent, current U.S. Congressman Bill Huizenga. Huizenga basically having $1.6 million cash on hand compared to McCann's $259,798. So what is that? Let's round that up to $300,000. Let's drop that to $1.5. Basically, he has five times more money, Republican Huizenga does, over the Democrat. But here's kind of an interesting thing. Republicans still don't have a candidate who raised a penny in 2026 for a challenge against U.S. Congresswoman Hillary Schlatten from Grand Rapids. That's down in the 3rd Congressional District. Well, she's sitting on $1.1 million cash on hand, and the Republicans don't even have a candidate to run against her. Going to the 8th Congressional District, this is the one, of course, where the state senator, Kristen McDonald Rivett, abandoned the people from the 35th State Senate District when she won her seat in Congress in the 8th District. Well, she's sitting on $2.63 million. And the Republican candidate running against her, Amir Hassam, he's only raised $127,000 with only $65,187 cash on hand. That race is basically over. She's on $2.63 million, and this guy has $65,000 in the bank. Not good. Not good at all. Now, one thing that's kind of interesting, people have talked about running against Rashida Tlaib, not happy with her far-left opinions and different things. Well, anyone who wants to challenge Tlaib is going to need a big checkbook. She raised $426,209 for the end of the year 2025, giving her now $4.9 million cash on hand. Well, let's leave it to say that Rashida Tlaib, even though she's so far left with her radical statements and her big mouth is going to stay being a U.S. congressman. Because nobody in the right mind is going to try to challenge her with that much money, almost $5 million cash on hand. So that wraps up basically all the major campaign finance reports. Looks like, again, Mike Cox is the one that brought in the most on the governor's side for the Republicans. And it looks like, obviously, that Jocelyn Benson is going to be the nominee for the Democrats. Running into that fourth quarter reporting period, Benson, the governor candidate for the Democrats, raised nearly $1 million, giving her $3.55 million cash on hand heading into this year, 2026. Garland Gilchrist, of course, dropped out and has announced that he's now running for Secretary of State for the Democrats. He was second place, raising $175,953. Coming in third place, Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson. He spent $114,814 more than he raised. So, pretty safe bet Benson is going to be the nominee for the Democrats. Now, the only candidate with more money cash on hand is Republican Mike Cox. Of course, Perry Johnson has not yet filed a campaign finance report because he just announced last Monday. The deadline, of course, was Friday, so he was not obligated to give any kind of report just yet. Bottom line, Cox now has $4.137 million toward his governor campaign and right now is leading the pack. So going to be very, very, very interesting to see where this governor's race continues to go. When we get back, we'll talk about those contributions to Cox's campaign and also potentially Perry Johnson and what he's spending here before the end of March. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back. If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. do it today.
$4,747. $4,747. That's how much, on average, each Michigan family will save annually with Perry Johnson as our governor. $4,747. Perry is Michigan's renowned quality expert and mathematician. He helped save the Detroit auto industry by improving efficiency and now can save our state. Perry says we start by eliminating waste and cutting 2 cents of every dollar of discretionary spending. No more state income tax. More money in your pockets. Perry wants you to keep your money and live your dreams. So your choice is one more career politician or Perry Johnson, who'll shake up the system and send you the savings. 4747, Perry Johnson.
I'm Perry Johnson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Perry Johnson for Governor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Getting back to Mike Cox's campaign finance report, again with $4.137 million in contributions. This period, looking at the amount of money that came into his campaign specifically, one of those listed on his report was several political action committees created by his wife, former Michigan Republican Party Chair Laura Cox. The independent PACs joined forces with the Northville Leadership Fund to get Cox roughly about $250,000 this last quarter. Well, when asked about it, she said, "What can I say? My wife is a fan of mine." Funny, because I talked to Mike down at the Secretary of State's candidate forum on Saturday. I gave him my card and I said, "Hey, you need to come on the show. We need to talk about your campaign, being the front runner so far and raising money for governor. Would love to have him on the seat, on the show, to talk about that seat he's running for." Cox's campaign manager, Timu Garrity, said Mike has outraised every Republican. Mike Cox's fundraising has grown while others have fallen off because donors and supporters are jumping ships. They're leaving John James, Eric Nesbitt, and Tom Leonard in coming to Cox. Well, the most unique contributors this period came to Republican John James. He reported of having 7,937 unique contributors overall, and 2,942 of them coming from Michigan. Well, Benson reported having only 4,298 overall, with only 2,624 coming from Michigan. James raised $799,507, with 54% of it, $435,293, coming from Michigan. However, James's burn rate was very heavy, which, after his spending, only netted him $177,208, putting him well below Mike Cox's $4.1 million. John James is down to $2.4 million cash on hand. And that's only slightly ahead of the Senate Minority Leader, Eric Nesbitt, who sits at $2.2 million cash on hand in his account. Now, you got to remember, though, The James campaign counted the cash on hand coming from also the Michigan Super PAC. This was created by Dan and Pamela DeVos to support James's run for governor. The Super PAC raised $5.8 million in 2025 and spent nearly $1 million of it, leaving them with $4.8 million heading into 2026. His campaign manager, Jackson Gross, said John James is the front runner in the Michigan governor's race in fundraising, in the polls, and in real grassroots support. I would not say that, Jackson, in any way, shape, or form. Real grassroots support, going to John James, that's a pipe dream, brother. Sorry, that's not happening. Not happening in any way, shape, or form. Well, Nesbitt, the Senate Minority Leader, he netted $104,274. He raised $335,798, but he spent $231,524. He emphasized that his cash on hand total isn't all that much different from John James, and yet doesn't have John James's burn rate. Tom Leonard, the candidate I spoke of with Ian Murphy, would love for him to drop out of this governor's race and run for Supreme Court. Well, Tom Leonard raised $90,841 and spent $242,355. However, he's at $474,739 cash on hand. Leonard acknowledged he was underwater this past period, but he made no apologies for it, saying that he's prioritizing securing the signatures needed to make it on the ballot and putting up statewide TV buys. Without question, there will be insiders eager to provide expert advice on what those numbers mean for our campaign. However, those people have never been my priority. Pastor Ralph Rebant for governor. He's underwater to the tune of $75,073. Now, let's look at Democrat mayor, former mayor of Detroit, now independent gubernatorial candidate, Mike Duggan, raised $643, cash on hand, $2.65 million. Very interesting numbers from him. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal